Books on Tape presents The First Billion is the Hardest. Reflections on a Life of Comebacks and America's Energy Future. By T. Boone Pickens. Read by Arthur Morey. There is no limit to what a man can do or where he can go if he doesn't mind who gets the credit. Ronald Reagan. Introduction. There's nothing better than being the underdog. The more people count me out, the more I count myself in. I don't like to show all my cards too early, and that gives me two distinct advantages. My opponents often get the wrong read on me, and I push myself longer and harder. When it looks like you should pack it in, but you still dig in anyway, you also pick up a lot of support. Everybody loves an underdog. Look at Seabiscuit. Throughout my career, being the guy who isn't favored to win has earned me a devoted following, a loyal core of supporters that ranges from shareholder activists to people who admire my grit. It's also spurred me to exceed everyone's expectations, on the athletic field, in the oil business, and in taking on Wall Street. Yet in 1996, when I faced my toughest challenges ever, my dauber was down, as the saying goes. I just wasn't carrying around that self-belief that usually has me doubling my focus when things look grim. I'd departed Mesa Petroleum, the company I'd founded and led through four decades. My marriage was ending in divorce. My assets seemed to be dwindling daily. And no one was more surprised than I when a doctor diagnosed me as clinically depressed. At 68, I was well past the official age of retirement.